Wow, finally Roman Reigns is a heel. Finally we get what we want. Smart marks everywhere. We've been waiting on this exact moment and they finally gave in and turned him heel so we can cheer for him. Oh, this is the greatest moment ever. Oh, this is the best work he's ever done. His matches with Jey Uso, the Hell in the Cell. Oh, when he first came out as heel, I didn't know what's going on. Then the camera panned down and he was with Paul Heyman. Don't you start that now, Little Morton. Anyway, oh my God, I just can't wait to see what else WWE has in store for Roman Reigns. Like, I get to watch SmackDown with excitement now. Like, finally, I get to cheer for Roman Reigns. I'm so excited. Tribal Chief Roman Reigns is the worst gimmick ever. His matches with Jey Uso are very low standard. He should've just went back to the big dog. Like, why do they even want to change him anyway? Why try to correct the good thing already? Can't even get my thoughts out right now, but they didn't even change much about him. He just talk a little bit more, and he doesn't wear that vest anymore. He just comes out, no shirt, with his chest all glistening and hair swinging back and forth. Gotta focus. Anyway, they should have just kept him as a big dog, because I'm going to boo him anyway. Like, and I hope they don't change his music, because I kind of like his music now, you know, that dun 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 dun. Oh, I can't believe I typed that. But yes, WWE, they should have kept him as a big dog. The Tribal Chief, worst gimmick ever. And sin. See, it's not hard to please a smart mark at all. X marks the spot, Spotify, Anchor. X marks the spot, got competition in the headlock. Randy Savage with the flow, with a Hogan leg drop. From Bangkok to New York, Alabama to Shatown. Independent and pro, we talking it on the chat now. So sat down and hear Stacks lay the smackdown. Smart-ass tricks and he don't never back down. What all elite toppers mixed with honor and backs our stream. Got fans in Japan and gorillas on my team. So please follow me for the live broadcast. X marks is about the Wrestling Podcast. X marks is about the Wrestling Podcast. X marks is about the Wrestling Podcast. Here comes the champions, yeah. Everyone loves the Tribal Chief Roman Reigns, but not too long ago, y'all hated this motherfucker. When he was the big dog, Roman Reigns, y'all wouldn't fuck with this man at all. But now all of a sudden, y'all love him. Y'all love the shit that he's doing. Finally, oh, finally, he's the heel we always wanted him to be. Like, oh, I love the new Tribal Chief. But y'all wasn't saying that shit about the big dog. Same motherfucking person. And it is beyond me. Like, why? Like, y'all want to hop on this dick now? Like, I know why y'all hopping on the dick now. Because they pretty much giving y'all what the fuck y'all wanted. Y'all been begging for a fucking Roman Reigns heel turn for so fucking long. And they finally gave it to you. Now he don't know how to act. Now y'all was already getting wet off his ass doing the ooh-wah. Now, this motherfucker ain't wearing no shirt, so y'all, boy, y'all change y'all draws every 3 minutes, huh? And it's crazy, because, like, I'm okay with the idea of giving fans what they want, but I don't, not this time, just because it's like, y'all just like being some bitches about it. Like, ain't no way around it. Y'all being some straight up bitches about it. Like, what was the fuck wrong? What was wrong with him during his run as the big dog? To me, he was an exceptional talent. Like, before all this shit. Like, the shit he doing now is fucking great. Just cause, hey, that's who he is. So I can celebrate the shit, because was fucking Team Reigns, like all of, I was down with the Roman Empire for a minute. So I could, I'm cool with shit like this. But y'all motherfuckers, it's like, if you could cheer for him now, if you love him now, like he pretty much doing the same shit. He just talking a little more, you know, he a little more fly with the mouth, you know, he talking that good shit now. As opposed to that bullshit he was talking earlier. But it's the same shit. Like, if you look back at it, when he was with the Shield, and the Shield, if you remember, or if you even paid attention to shit like that, and I pay attention to shit like, no, we not the same. Like, I know the shit when it come to watching wrestling. So don't ever compare me to a fucking regular smart. The Shield wasn't centered around him from the beginning. And the shit was apparent who the shit was centered around when it first came out. The shit was centered around Dean Ambrose or John Moxley right now. Because if you remember, every time they would do their fucking promos in the back, when they say their names and all that shit, who was in the fucking middle? Think about it. Dean Ambrose was in the middle. During them first 2 years as a Shield, Dean Ambrose was always in the middle. That was his shit. Dean Ambrose was the first one of the Shield to have the first singles title. He won the United States Championship, and Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins wore the Tag Team Championship. This was Dean Ambrose's group. But what happened then? All of a sudden, you start to see a little twist. Roman Reigns, now you see him in the fucking middle during these promos. And he getting elevated and all that shit. But how did they get there? Like, the shit, they didn't just up and decide, like, hey, we like the way this motherfucker look. They, if that was the case, they would have decided that when they first brought him in. Like, if they just, you know, he was just a fucking enforcer or a heater type person at first. So, if he in the middle, if the Shield is centered around him 2 years after they came out, like, what really happened? I know all y'all probably gonna be like, oh, you know, they like to shove people down their throats. You know, Vince has a hard on for big guys. No. He does. But that's not the case for this one. And if you look back at it, it wasn't Vince who put Roman Reigns as the centerpiece of the Shield. It was you fucking fans that did it. Y'all did this shit. Y'all created this fucking, I ain't gonna say monster, but y'all created the Roman Empire. Y'all built the fucking Roman Empire only to tear it down. Oh man, that's some good shit right there. I'm gonna have to write that one down. Y'all did this shit. And before y'all start denying that y'all fucking put Roman Reigns in position that he's in, I'm gonna jog your fucking memory. Alright, so when did people first start hating Roman Reigns? The Royal Rumble 2015. That's when all that shit started happening. And around that time, he was getting a bit of a singles push. He was the centerpiece of the Shield. So one would say, okay, maybe that's the reason why he won the Royal Rumble, or why he's just this popping motherfucker all of a sudden. No, 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 no. We gonna take this shit back the year before, to the Royal Rumble 2014, when Batista won. Y'all ain't like that shit. Y'all booed that man. Y'all Batista'd him. Okay, so y'all didn't want Batista to win the Royal Rumble. Y'all damn sure didn't want Daniel Bryan to win the Royal Rumble, because he was doing his thing anyway. Who the fuck y'all wanted to win the Royal Rumble in 2014? Who was that one motherfucker in that match going fucking crazy, eliminating motherfuckers left and right, broke Kane's record, and everybody going crazy for this motherfucker, and it came down to this motherfucker and that motherfucker, the other motherfucker being Batista, motherfucker, just because I like saying motherfucker? Who was that motherfucker? That motherfucker, that's the last one for now, was Roman Reigns. It was him and Batista. They was the last two. Like, it wasn't that damn long ago. I know smart amnesia is a real thing. It wasn't that fucking long ago. Y'all remember? Y'all cheered the fuck out of him. And when Batista eliminated Roman Reigns from that Royal Rumble, y'all went fucking crazy. y'all was mad, big mad. Now, if Roman Reigns would have won the Royal Rumble that year, y'all would have went fucking ape shit crazy. And it might have been in Philly too. Y'all would have went crazy over him. Like, y'all would have been so fucking happy that Roman Reigns won, because that's what y'all wanted to win. So what happened after that, after the Royal Rumble 2014? Batista went to the main event at WrestleMania 30. Roman Reigns was in the fucking six-man tag with Kane and New Age Outlaws, and the match that lasted fucking all of 3 seconds. Like, it's a short-ass match. They fucking entrance walking down from the fucking Superdome was longer than the actual match. Okay, so where was Roman Reigns' placement in the group then after Royal Rumble 2014? Dean Ambrose wasn't in the middle no more. That shit shifted. They fucking rotated clockwise, and now Roman Reigns is front and center. He's the fucking man. Meaning, to me, it's just my opinion, but hey, my opinion matters because I'm always fucking right. That fucking, you know, when they brought them in, they didn't see Roman Reigns as his big star. They wanted fucking Ambrose and Seth Rollins to pop. Roman Reigns was just a fucking enforcer. But what they saw was in the Royal Rumble, how you motherfuckers got behind him. The crowd got behind Roman Reigns, and you can't say WWE don't pay attention to that. They paid a fucking attention. And what did they do? They gave you bastards exactly what you wanted. Oh man, we really missed the mark this year by letting Batista win. So next year, since they really feeling Roman, shit, we gonna let Roman Reigns win. So shit, he can be that big time motherfucker. Fucking wrong. So y'all know what the fuck happened at Royal Rumble 2015. Shit, y'all booed the shit out of him. The Rock couldn't even save him from that damn, from them damn boos. The Rock like, shit, I ain't got booed like this since the Nation. I gotta get the fuck up out of here. You killing my shit right now, Roman Reigns. So y'all booed him out the building because y'all wanted Daniel Bryan to win. A bunch of bitches. And it's crazy because it happened in Philadelphia. And just because, you know, Philadelphia always had like a little trash-ass crowd. Philadelphia always had the most passionate crowd. So they is going to boo motherfuckers anyway, even though they had cheering for his ass the year before. So just because one fucking hotbed town booing don't mean y'all dumb motherfuckers had to follow suit. And y'all thinking, oh, they booed him in Royal Rumble, so I guess it's okay. You know what? I don't like him either, so I'm going to boo him too. So y'all proceed to boo this man for 5 fucking years, even though he didn't ask to be put in that position, even though I'm sure he appreciate that shit, because I'm sure that top position comes with top fucking dollars. But, you know, y'all did that shit, and y'all hated him, and just, and he just tried to win y'all motherfuckers back, and just, you know, he would never flip on y'all. Y'all just booing the hell out of him. But you know, y'all was booing him, but y'all really liked him, because I've been to some of these shows with Roman Reigns his own. Like, y'all boo the motherfucker when he get in the ring, but when he wrestling or what, doing this thing, y'all don't shut the fuck up. Y'all loud as hell. Y'all, ooh, wow, all that shit. Y'all loud. It's like, he had like the Cena effect. Like, you know, y'all claim y'all ain't like Cena, but y'all, like, motherfuckers was never quiet. They ain't had like that Charlie Haas, that Snitsky shit going on. You couldn't hear a pin drop. You hear that right there? That's a pin dropping. Wait, no, that's something else. This is actual pin dropping. Okay, I threw that motherfucker down. But you get my point. When you make noise, that lets a motherfucker know that they doing a good thing. So he wasn't necessarily doing a bad thing, because y'all dumbasses was making fucking noise. But y'all fucking like, I'm gonna go back to this shit. The fucking smart marks, y'all single-handedly built the Roman Empire. Y'all built this shit. Y'all made some noise for him. Y'all got Vince looking at him like, okay, I'm gonna do, hey, you know what I mean? This motherfucker might be, he might be nice. He might be nice with it. So y'all put them in that position. Y'all built that motherfucker brick by brick. And then when shit ain't start going y'all way, y'all just slowly but surely start taking that shit out brick by brick. Y'all start pulling this brick out, pulling this brick out. Y'all just start trying to tear the motherfucker down. Just because it's like y'all wanted him to fucking turn heel, just like y'all been pressing Cena to turn heel this whole time. So y'all start tearing away at this man. Y'all booing him. He having these good ass matches. Y'all throwing beach balls at WrestleMania 34. I was there. I'm glad I wasn't with them motherfuckers. I would have popped that beach ball myself and threw out a gauntlet to all y'all motherfuckers. Like, yeah, what up? I did that shit. What's up? What's that? What's that? I take that shit to my eyes in Louisiana. Shit, what's happening? We gonna do that. But ain't nobody want to give Buck out there, man. Y'all motherfuckers, wrestling fans, mo capped in a fucking lid store. If you know, you know. But yeah, y'all did that shit. So what we have now is we have the Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns. And I'm talking monotone right now. I'm not at my hype self right now, because this some serious shit. I gotta talk to y'all like this. I gotta talk to y'all. Y'all my kids. I'm y'all dad. Y'all my son. So y'all made me upset, so I gotta talk to y'all like this. I really wish I didn't have to, but we got the Tribal Chief right now, and y'all fucking going crazy. Y'all busting nuts left and right, like saying, finally, this motherfucker wrestling without a shirt. I know a few women that said that, and I got some, I know some chicks down in New York going crazy over this shit, but y'all motherfuckers hype over this shit now, and I'm hyped too, but, you know, my hype and y'all hype ain't the same, and it couldn't have came at a better time than now. The heel turn couldn't have came at a better time than now. You know why? Because there ain't no fucking fans in the building. That's right. We gave y'all, they gave y'all what y'all wanted, without necessarily giving you what you wanted, because it's like, you know, y'all motherfuckers in the Thunderdome wilding out. Y'all seen this shit, but, you know, y'all ain't there, so y'all can't cheer none of that shit. Y'all just gotta listen to that piped in shit through the damn speakers. And good for y'all, because y'all don't fucking deserve this Roman Reigns. Y'all don't deserve the Tribal Chief. If y'all wouldn't fuck with him doing that big dog shit, don't fuck with him now. Like this ain't for y'all. This for the true Roman Empire motherfuckers. We get to enjoy this shit. Y'all don't deserve it. And it's crazy as hell. Like, I love this shit. I love the fact that they did it with no fucking fans in the arena. Good time. Like, it's like, fuck y'all. That's why I mean, y'all, it might not be like that, but that's the way I see shit. Like I said, I look at wrestling different. We not the same. I see shit different. So it's almost like a big fuck y'all. Like, you know, they want to do this shit all alone, but they just ain't want to do it, so y'all motherfuckers start cheering the motherfucker. Like, what's the fucking point of turning a motherfucker heel just so you can cheer for him? That's like fucking, in the wrestling world, that is fucking ridiculous. That is fucking crazy. Why you just can't cheer for the fucking babyface? If he start doing heel shit, then you boo the motherfucker. You boo the heels and you cheer the baby face. That's fucking wrestling 101. But no, that shit got lost because the internet came out. All the third walls being broken down. A lot of indie wrestlers, no, they don't really care about that old school shit no more. About suspending belief and all that shit. Like, you know, it's like a TV show, man. Like, belief got to be suspended somehow. But we don't want that shit no more. We want a motherfucker to be a heel so we can fucking cheer him. That's why I was like, no fucking heels in professional wrestling right now. Professional wrestling, there's no fucking heels. The only heels that's out here right now is motherfuckers that people just genuinely don't like. Not necessarily the dastardly shit they do. They just don't like them on some, you know, fan insecurity type shit. And that shit is fucking crazy. Like, this is the state of wrestling right now. And if you look at it, like, this shit is pretty sweet. Like, the shit they did with Jey Uso. And by the way, that shit is fucking amazing. That program is fucking, hey, man, that's some shit right there. But if you look at what they did, I want to say last week, when Roman Reigns told Jey Uso to beat up Daniel Bryan or whatever like that, and Jey Uso, like, just whooping his ass, beating the shit out of Daniel Bryan, while Roman Reigns saying over there, like, yeah, yeah, that's my bitch. That's my, you say that shit, but yeah, yeah, do that shit. Whoop his ass. And y'all looking like, oh, yes, all the Tribal Chief, oh, they're going to
forming some Samoan dynasty, and Jacob Fatu is gonna come, and Salafa Mafa Fatu is gonna come, and Tama Tonga is gonna Rikishi them, and some head shrinkers, and Tama Tal, Tonga Kid, and Tonga Boy, and Tonga Man, they're gonna, just gonna form one big dynasty. Yeah, y'all said all that shit. Like, literally, I seen it. Y'all think they're gonna do all that shit. And y'all got lit for that shit. And y'all all for it. Meanwhile, Daniel Bryan just laying down there lifeless because he just got his ass whooped by two strong-ass Samoans. Well, one. If you get your ass whooped by one Samoan, it's going to feel like two. But y'all cheering for that shit. And I saw it, and I cheered for it too. But what I got out of that is, y'all heard that shit earlier. Sound like the 50 Cent intro. But what I got from it is, and this could just be me, just overlooking shit, overthinking shit. But Daniel Bryan's there. Roman Reigns there. Daniel Bryan's hurt. They loving this shit. They loving the fact that Roman Reigns has something to do with Daniel Bryan getting his ass whooped. But if you rewind that shit 5 years ago, Daniel Bryan, it's kind of like the reason why they booed him, because they wanted Daniel Bryan to be in the Royal Rumble. But Roman Reigns came out, so they booed him because they wanted Daniel Bryan. So now we get this little parallel here where we loving the fact that Roman Reigns is, you know, instructing orders to whoop Daniel Bryan ass when, matter of fact, it's crazy because, like, you know, they wanted Daniel Bryan in the Royal Rumble, even though Daniel Bryan just had a fucking amazing run the year before. You know, that whole WrestleMania year was built around him. You know, he got hurt, he came back, but they wanted him in the Royal Rumble, so, you know, blah, blah, blah. So now you got this shit, and this shit is fucking amazing. I couldn't have wrote it better my fucking self. Because to me, like, y'all looking at it as a good thing, good storyline, I look at it as, or I look at it as, let me go ahead and be real clear, that this is just their way of saying, fuck y'all motherfuckers. Y'all motherfuckers think y'all know everything. Y'all boo this man because of this man. Now 5 years later, I got this man instructing orders for that man to whoop this man's ass. And y'all love this shit all along. Y'all love it. Y'all doing exactly what y'all, what they want y'all to do. Be a fucking mark. And it ain't nothing wrong with being a mark. We're all marks. I'm a fucking mark. But, you know, the word mark has become a derogatory term. So, we don't like that shit. So, we want to be more. We want to be smart marks. The only people that believe in smart marks are smart marks. There's no such thing as it. And that's crazy. Man, we so fucking, what's the word I'm looking for? Gullible. That shit happened right before our eyes and we don't even fucking notice it. I notice it all the time. Which is why I'm the world's strongest mark. Y'all not the world's strongest anything, but I'm the world's strongest mark. Like, literally, because I'm a pretty stout guy. I could probably whoop a lot of y'all fucking smart marks ass. A lot of y'all ain't seen the gym. Y'all fucking jump down and break both your legs like that backyard motherfucker. Shout out to him. Hope you feel better. But yeah, y'all motherfuckers got worked. Worked like a motherfucker. And I love it. Like, anytime a motherfucking can work me as a fan, I'm like, hell yeah. Like, shit, that's what I'll be waiting on. Shit, man, I want to be a fucking fan. But don't nobody want to be fans no more. They want to be bitches about it, so. Which causes me to make a 20-minute episode about why y'all motherfuckers don't deserve the new Roman Reigns. And that's where I'm at with it, so. Y'all just gotta stop being bitches. That's it. I'm done. Like, I done spanked y'all enough on this. So, y'all go ahead and enjoy the new Roman Reigns. I don't give a fuck no more, man. Y'all can go ahead and y'all can ride the dick till the dick fall off, whatever. I'm just gonna keep doing me or whatever like that. So, I look at y'all different now. Not that I ever looked at y'all different before, but because I have to look at y'all different because a lot of y'all motherfuckers are ugly. But that's besides the point. So. Hey, y'all motherfuckers got worked. How does it feel now, bitch?